Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Madam Speaker, as the member designated for the representative from Florida, Brian Mast, I ask that given the updated CDC guidance, we all take off these stupid masks.
I'm out there, Jerry, and I'm loving every minute of it.
It's about damn time.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
In just over 100 days, we have an economic crisis, we have a border crisis, and we have a national security crisis.
That's a dilly of a pickle.
You did say that we're not telling you not to come, though, right? You said that. You remember that?
I'm sorry, Senator. I apologize.
You remember saying, don't you, that we're not telling you not to come? Those are your words that you said in a press conference. You said that, right?
I don't recall saying that.
See, I suffer from short-term memory loss.
We are not saying don't come. We are saying don't come now.
Short-term memory loss. I don't believe this.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And this is when we separate the men from the boys in the governor's office. I mean that in a non-gender specific way. This is when we celebrate, this is when we separate the people who have cojones, stones. And I don't mean that in a gender way either. The people with courage here.
Because women can have cojones too.
They can. They can. It's just that we're going to see who, I guess another way to look at it is Donald Rumsfeld used to talk, when he was Secretary of Defense, used to talk about the dead enders. Those were the people who were just like going into the caves and waiting to get, a Moab dropped on them or flamethrower shot at them, the Muslim terrorists. We now have COVID terrorists, COVIDiots, branch COVIDians, and we're going to see who the dead enders are across the nation. And so far, there are no surprises. You know exactly who they are. Let me tell you the death rates, the top three death rates in the United States of America per state. New Jersey is number one with 292 deaths per 100,000. New York is second with 272 deaths per 100,000. Massachusetts is third with 257 deaths per 100,000. Would you care to guess where Governors Murphy, Cuomo, and Baker have come down on doing away with the indoor mask mandates? They're opposed. They're holding. They're going to study the science. They've been talking about, we have to follow the science. Now, not so much.
They don't. My hair's on fire about the whole thing. I can't even begin to tell you how pissed off I am.
Can you imagine? I bet, you know, he was going down to Washington today. He was going to meet with, hacks like Richie the Sheik Neal from Springfield and meet with the National Guardsmen who are just twiddling their thumbs down in D.C. as part of the insurrection theater. But you know damn well he was going to the CDC. Let me in! You can't do this to me! I want to keep this going forever!
Although it didn't sound that masculine.
That's true. Let me in! Please help! God. And I can't believe they let him sneak out of town and nobody got a soundbite with him last night. It's so pitiful. But anyway, that's the situation. Yet, the number four state, just to show you how this is playing out, the number four state in fatalities is Rhode Island, 255 per 100,000. And they had a real dead ender in there, Gina Raimondo. I mean, she was the one who was stopping cars coming in from New York. Remember that? Totally unconstitutional stuff. And she's supposed to be a liberal Democrat, but now she's the Secretary of Commerce or some such thing. And so she's been replaced by Dan McKee. Dan McKee is, he's taken over. Whenever a totalitarian regime is overthrown, they bring in a sort of a moderate guy. Right. So Dan McKee was the lieutenant governor and I'm sure he wants to run for governor next time around, which I think is next year in Rhode Island. So he immediately has waved the white flag. Rhode Island has fallen. Welcome to free America, Rhode Island. Fully vaccinated Rhode Islanders no longer have to wear masks. Businesses can fully reopen May 21st. Thank you. Thank you, Governor McKee. Janet Mills has tried to go about halfway. Halfway. Governor Mills removes, in Maine, it removes gathering limits, physical distancing rules, but masks still required indoors. I think she's going to fade, though. She made this announcement when the CDC ruling was coming out. I want to be clear, we are still living through a pandemic. A pandemic, you know, move the letters around. A pandemic is a dem panic, a dem panic. And there was a guy in Portland that they quoted, you know, who wants everything open up like most of them, you know, and he summed it up very well, I think, for the businesses. His name is Khalid Habash. He has the Blue Lobster gift store on Commercial Street in the old Port District. He said, keeping on top of occupancy limits is exhausting and takes away from energy you were meant to be putting into your business. It's so true. It's who has time for this? I heard a story today about a guy who was a hotel operator in the state of Massachusetts. And so he had some people coming in from out of state. And he had to tell them, or the front desk, whoever it was, had to tell them to put on their masks. And they got really angry. And they said, hey, what about this CDC guidance that you don't have to have your damn mask anymore? You know, not everybody follows especially if you're not in the state. Very few people understand what a crackpot Charlie Bacon has become, that the guy is absolutely insane.
I feel like a newborn Christian. Anytime somebody asks me, where's your mask? Have you heard the good news?
John 3:16. Yes, I know. It's ridiculous. So these people are getting, they're getting angry at the hotel staffs because of these idiotic regulations that Charlie Parker wants to continue. You know, I was thinking of an old gospel song today from the South, and that's what Charlie Parker and Cuomo and Phil Murphy are singing. And give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion. It's good. It was good enough for Ma. It was good enough for me. Yeah, yeah. So they just want to keep it. They don't want none of this here backsliding. Everybody, get in your pews. We still going to have us some lockdowns here in Massachusetts and New York and New Jersey. Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, tear down these walls. He's thrown in the towel. He's opening the state. 844-542-4242. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. I think Roy Cooper in North Carolina. Now there's a guy. He's really a bitter ender because he's got a Republican legislature. Trump carried the state twice. They got two Republican senators, a predominantly Republican. He won one of these very narrow victories, and he's got a Republican lieutenant governor, Robinson, the guy from Greensboro, the black guy, who's really good. But he's hanging on. He's hanging. He's like the last of the ISIS brigades are being cornered in Raqqa, you know, and they don't realize that you know there are drones up in the sky. It doesn't matter if you have a machine gun, Governor Cooper. There are drones in the sky. But they can't let go. They can't. It is such a religion, and what you have here is this. You know. As you study, as you see what's going on, it really helps to like understand like early, late antiquity history with the schisms in the Christian faith, like the Arians, you know, the Arians and the Orthodox Roman Catholics. You know, what is the nature of God? Or you go to the Reformation, you had the 30 Years' War, you know, the Protestant sects versus the Catholics, and this is what this is coming down to. These people are not us. The other side is religious. The Fox had a great headline today. You know, it's you know, you would think it was a little bit of overreach, but it really isn't. They said far left anxious as mask mandate ends. I think anxious is even an understatement. 844-500-4242. We had a call yesterday or a text yesterday from somebody who said we need a new T-shirt. And it's we haven't been doing many T-shirts lately. I'm vaccinated, Karen. I'm vaccinated, comma, Karen. And then maybe underneath you would have the vaccine card underneath. Do you think that would be a good T-shirt? I'm vaccinated, Karen. 844-500-4242.
Calm down, Karen. I'm vaccinated. Yeah, I like it.
I know. It's really something. 844-500-4242. Somebody said too, is this going to come back to haunt them in their reelection campaigns wearing these masks? It may come back to haunt them. Does it really look good? Did it look good for years after Joe McCarthy was, ousted from power and died to be posing for pictures at campaign rallies with Joe McCarthy? I don't think it did. Even if you don't mind Joe McCarthy that much. 844-500-4207. Please, Howie, don't tie the Christians in with the likes of Parker, Cuomo, and Mills. Come on, man. Another guy says, Cuomo and Parker are more like those World War II Japanese soldiers that would show up occasionally who didn't know the war ended. Those people were being found as late as the 1980s in the caves. They still thought the war was going. That's Charlie Parker and Cuomo and Murphy. And again, Mills is looking for a way to surrender, but I don't know if she can find it or not. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you are going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing."
The pollen was especially bad this morning. I walked outside, and it looked like somebody had declared biochemical warfare on my car, and I was feeling it. But I came into work today. We've got thunderstorms running in just about every room, and I feel great.
Remember when the mayor in South Carolina said that the Klan had put the yellow powder on her car?
That was my reference, yes. Thanks for remembering.
The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is it's well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells. For pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any unwanted odors, you need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie and you will save an additional $10 off the sale price and free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
So give me that old-time religion. Old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, and it's good enough for me.
Brethren, get thee behind. Maskless, get thee behind me. Don't give in to the temptations of Fauci. Fauci was once the greatest angel in heaven. He was the archangel. And he has fallen into the pits of Hades. I'm sorry, I'm not making fun. I'm not making fun of religion. But they're like a cult, aren't they? They are like a cult. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Allergy season is here and you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie to save $10 off their lowest sales price. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Whose mask guidance are you going to follow? The CDC's or the law offices of Baker, Murphy, and Cuomo?
I'm going to go with the CDC. I'm going to follow the science with the CDC.
99% say they're going to follow the science as well.
By the way, Janet Mills has surrendered this afternoon. She says you still have the right in Maine. If you're a business, you can still, you know, require masks, but she's not going to require it. Governor Lamont in Connecticut, one of the more reasonable Democrats throughout this entire insanity. I mean, he's not perfect, but who is? He is. He says no masks as of May 19th. If it's okay not to wear a mask inside on May 19th, why is it not okay not to wear a mask on May 14th?
But Howie, I think these people like Janet Mills, they should do what Ron DeSantis did, and they should help the businesses that were fined and, you know, business owners who were thrown in jail. There were a lot of people like
that. Sunday River Brewing.
Exactly. I keep thinking of him. That guy was put through the ringer. If she really wants to make amends.
Right.
Then try to help these people out now.
Commute. A blanket commutation.
Yes.
Yes. I would go along with that. That would be great. 844-500-4242. Jess, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jess.
Hey, I was just wondering if anyone said anything. If we've had COVID, are we free from this mask mandate too? Or do we have to have the golden ticket, so to speak?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, but I think I think as far as, you know, the law firm of Cuomo, Murphy, and Baker, I mean, you're never free of this, Jess. I mean, this is original sin, but you can't get it baptized.
So I know
it never
somebody,
goes away.
I know somebody who had COVID over a year ago. They recently got tested for antibodies. They still have strong antibodies. But with the vaccine, you have to get a booster shot in 6 months, right? So
yeah.
The virus is actually more effective as a vaccine if you survive, which you're most likely guaranteed to.
But if you want to, Jess and Taylor, I mean, you can always find a scare story. It's like I mentioned earlier this week, the New York Yankees, right? They all got vaccinated, everybody in the organization, players and front office, whatever. And seven of them have tested positive. And so they say this is a breakthrough case. How is it a breakthrough case? I mean, is anybody dying? Is anybody in a ventilator? No, they just tested positive. So what does it mean if it's a breakthrough case? They're just trying to keep it going. I mean, not the Yankees, but I mean the people who were reporting on it. Thanks for the call, Jess. I wish I knew the answer. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Howie. This is Chris from Western Massachusetts GOP Patriots Political Action Committee. The town of Hadley, Massachusetts just terminated the state of emergency in their town.
Wow.
I'm on their Facebook page right now.
Hadley, is that where Mount Holyoke is, or is that South Hadley?
That's South Hadley. Hadley is a farming community that's right between liberal Northampton and liberal Amherst, and it used to be a conservative town with all the Polish tobacco farmers.
I'm familiar with the old days in the Pioneer Valley. There aren't too many pioneers left in the Pioneer Valley. Well, that's great news, though. I mean, how long is it going to take South Hadley? Forever, right? They'll never give it up.
Oh, they're gone. But we formed Trump-based Republican town committees because we won't work with rhinos and never Trumpers, and we got a real kick. I want to say kick arse. RTC chair we just formed there, and he's killing it in South Hadley. He just filed a complaint with the Secretary of State against their town clerk because she was breaking the law.
Oh, that's great.
Doing an amazing job.
That's great. So are you guys going with Baker or not? You're not going to go with Baker again, are you, if he runs?
No. I'm getting some inside chatter subject to confirmation that there's a 90% chance Baker's going to run for a third term. I'm sure you're probably hearing it.
I heard exactly the same thing today, Chris, and I find it hard to believe it would be his fourth campaign in a row for governor.
Well, here's the thing. He doesn't think Karen can beat Mara.
He's right. He's absolutely right about that. But what's that to him? I mean, hasn't he done enough? Hasn't he ruined the state enough? All right. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. You got Grace, if you're on the social media, Grace is, you may see Grace's hand. Okay, we got it a little bit. We'll fix it later on. We're having a problem with the text. Anyway, it's time now for Grace's News.
Yes, I am here. Actually, this is a breaking news story. Maxine Waters among lawmakers accused of abusing privilege of air marshals on flights.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, they threw off a couple of air marshals so she could have her personal bodyguards, her personal Praetorian guards.
Which is so insane to me that these are air marshals who would be on massive commercial flights with like hundreds of people, and instead they're being assigned to Maxine Waters. I guess all of this...
I thought she didn't like the police.
Well, she likes when they escort her to the protests where she can talk about how...
how bad the police are.
Yes, exactly. This angered some sky marshals, as protecting the public is their primary mission. Capitol Police and, when necessary, the U.S. Secret Service...
They're kind of naive, aren't they, to think something like that?
Well, it's just... Maxine Waters is really... she's one of those hacks that... always seems to have these stories about her. I mean, with her daughter working for her, there's been stories for years, and nothing seems to stick. She's like Teflon.
Yeah, and how about trying to get all the money for her husband's bank?
Yeah.
You know, lobbying Barney Frank. He's been gone a long time now. This has been going on for a long time with her.
Absolutely. Okay, but the real story I want to get to, and I have the privilege of playing these cuts because Howie has had so much news already in the show that he hasn't been able to get to them. You talked a little bit about how we are now separating the men from the boys, which I believe is a sexist term, because what about the ladies, in regards to governors? But I also want to say we are doing that in regards to Karens in general, because it used to be that everybody had to wear a mask. But now that they're lifting it, it's only going to be the really, really dedicated virtue signaling people who keep their mask on throughout the summer.
Yes.
And I have tons of Karen cuts for you. The number one Karen of the day, bar none, in my opinion, is Rachel Maddow. Let's play cut 11, please.
Part of it is that I feel like I'm going to have to rewire myself so that when I see somebody out in the world who's not wearing a mask, I don't instantly think you are a threat or you are selfish or you are a COVID denier and you definitely haven't been vaccinated. I mean, we're going to have to rewire the way that we look at each other, because the CDC's guidance, which she just told me we are sure, is that if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask except in very specific circumstances. And so that means as we change that as a country, we are going to look at each other differently and have to unwire our preconceptions about what a mask or a lack of a mask means. President Biden spoke to that a little bit today.
Shut up. That's enough of that. If she really thinks
your brain,
if she really thinks that she is in danger from somebody who's walking along the sidewalk or in a park, probably walking their dog or their kid with no mask on, she doesn't need to be rewired. She needs electroshock therapy. She needs to be put down and just get a bolt, a few million jolts of electricity to just totally rework her brain. She's insane.
Of course, we're speaking in hyperbole here.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, she wants to rewire her brain because
Democrats have always been for electroshock therapy. Look at Senator Tom Eagleton back in the day with he was George McGovern's running mate for about 10 minutes.
But she's not the only one. And as we have figured out at the Howie Carr Radio Network, Karen is a state of mind. It doesn't discriminate men, women. Everyone can be Karens if you really put your mind to it. It's about the spirit. The spirit of a Karen transcends gender. And now I'd like to play for you Joe Scarborough, who's also grappling with this whole new world. Cut 3.
If you're on airplanes, if you're on buses, if you're on public transportation, wear the mask. You still are expected to wear the mask. And actually, for your own health, you should still wear the mask. I got to say, in the future, I mean, I haven't gotten the flu in a year. Why am I going to stop wearing a mask on planes? That's just makes good common sense.
I want to know when the last time he was on a bus.
Good question. Very good question.
When was the last time anybody who watches MSNBC was on a bus? Usually people who are on a bus have a job. There's nobody that watches Morning Joe who has a job. They have trust funds.
Yes, I would totally agree. Now, I also want to take you to another situation here, which involves Jen Psaki. But before we play this Jen Psaki sound, I want to talk a little bit about Governor Ron DeSantis, because not only was he ridiculed by the mainstream media, they really wanted him to be everything that Governor Andrew Cuomo ended up being.
Yes.
They projected all of these things, you know, he's evil. And then how you saw yesterday, the story about Rebecca Jones, who was, yeah, you know, the whistleblower breaking down that he was fudging the COVID numbers. Totally 1,000% bogus.
This woman, Rebecca Jones, she wrote a 300-plus page manifesto about her life in hard times, which included getting having sex with a 21-year-old male student when she was like a teaching assistant at Florida State, and there are rumors that he actually impregnated her and that he's the father of her second child. And she put in the manifesto, she put in pictures of his you-know-what parts and all these texts that were going back and forth. She has all kinds of restraining orders out against her, criminal mischief. She's a demon. And she got all these incredible write-ups, including Fredo Cuomo was saying, you know, there are real governors like my brother who are doing a great job and they're not making stuff up. And here's this woman, she's fighting against Ron DeSantis, who's making up these stats. And again, total Democrat projection.
Yeah.
DeSantis is accused of exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, no, exactly to a T. It's almost kind of amazing how many things they accused him of that ended up being true of Cuomo. Now, with that being said, I want to remind people, this is a New England-based show. Charlie Baker, I know he's technically a Republican, but he made a lot of shady remarks about, you know, the southern states, Florida.
He didn't call them Neanderthals, but he might as well have.
Yeah, he always said, well, we see what's happening with the states, you know, with Florida. And, you know, they portrayed it like it was a complete disaster.
Yeah, you know, Florida's number 27 in deaths among the 50 states. We're number 3, so obviously we're doing a much better job.
And there was this entire narrative that these states were like petri dishes full of redneck, credulous boomer rubes who are all going to get sick and die. And it didn't come to fruition.
Going to motorcycle rallies and Super Bowl victory parties.
Yes, yes,
and
exactly.
Infecting one another.
And no one brought that out more than Joe Biden when he said this, cut 4.
And the last thing we need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it. It still matters.
It turns out it didn't matter, because places like Texas that told people they could take off their masks, well, their cases have gone down since, despite Dr. Rochelle Lewinsky impending doom predictions. Now, I want to play Peter Ducey, because I like Peter Ducey, Howie. I know he's the only one in there.
Yeah.
There's a couple.
Can I just say one other thing before we move on from Rebecca Jones, that crazy woman in Florida?
He's got Jones on the brain.
I was minding my own business in Florida when this whole story broke. I was down at the pool, and there's some crazy people at the Biltmore, as you know, where I live. And one of them came over holding waving the Palm Beach Post, the Sunday paper, because they'd done a puff piece on her, like it was Cosmopolitan, which also did a puff piece on her, by the way. They do, whatever happened to doing stories about young women's sex lives? Now they're doing stories. I guess she falls into
that.
That
was the good old days.
Look at this. Look at what this governor is doing. I looked at him like I didn't know anything about her, but I just knew it was in the Palm Beach Post. It had to be BS, right? It's in a newspaper that's owned by a left-wing chain.
But also, if you're at the Biltmore in Palm Beach and, you know, your life's going pretty well, you're able to go out, walk around, the economy in your state is doing well, everyone seems pretty happy.
Right.
Why do you want this guy to fail? Like, would you rather it turn into New York or California?
I agree.
Move there. Go check out Governor Hair Gel. You might enjoy it.
I agree. That's why I read the stories about her with such relish today. I didn't know she was a perv on top of everything else. She and this guy that's his 21-year-old kid she was doing, they didn't even rent a hotel room. She just closes the door in her office in the building at Florida State. And now she's a martyr.
How did we get here, everyone? That's always my question. I'm like Joe Biden now during my news. Where are we? But I want to say this, Howie. Peter Ducey, the one-horse pony soldier, as President Biden calls him, he does do a good job. But lately, I've been a little bit like, I think he's genuinely a nice, polite guy. And sometimes we need someone in there who's not that nice. But today, he was spitting some real fire. Cut 5.
What happened to President Biden saying in March that he thought lifting mask mandates before every adult American goes and gets a shot is Neanderthal thinking?
Well, first, let me say that the president, our North Star, has been listening to the guidance of our health and medical experts and teams. And that's exactly what we're doing in this case. And just to reiterate, the CDC, the doctors and medical experts there, were the ones who determined what this guidance would be based on their own data and what the timeline would be. That was not a decision directed by, made by the White House. The White House was informed of that decision, just to give people assurance of that.
So the timeline, in the way I interpret that, the timeline was until Fauci is busted by somebody, in this case Rand Paul, for funneling all this money to the Wuhan lab, and then we're going to lift the mask mandate.
Three words you can thank for these mask mandates being lifted, Howie. You know what they are? Gain of function. Yes. You might not know what it means, but it's important. And you're going to find out why. Okay, I want to play one last one because Ducey does not let this go. Cut 6.
Does the president still think that these red state governors who were a little bit ahead of the federal government in lifting the mask mandates had Neanderthal thinking?
Well, again, I would say that even with this guidance that's out there, the guidance is not telling states and localities exactly.
She never answers any questions. It's now becoming like the questions are what you just have to listen to, and then you don't have to listen to the answers because she doesn't say anything. It's like Charlie Brown.
Well, I think, so one of the texters said they're going to do with the mask mandates the same thing as with the vaccines, IDs, and dump it in the laps of private businesses. I think that's what she's basically saying.
And then what happens with that is you claim, oh, well, it's private businesses, they can do what they want, and then slowly everyone does have to get the vaccine because, you know, you're kind of bullied into it. Because they'll say, oh, well, you don't have to get it, but you can't work here. Mm-hmm. That's putting people in a
precarious situation. I want to see? I want to see on TV, you know, all the lawyers with the injuries and the asbestos claims, and were you in the Boy Scouts, or did a priest molest you?
Oh, God.
I want to see, have your HIPAA rights been violated? Did you know that no one has any right to ask you about your own private medical history? Have you been violated by your local town hall or the local Home Depot?
Call Howard L. Carr.
That's right. Attorney at law.
Hey, by the way, one last thing. Someone retweeted today an old tweet of Andrew Cuomo's about ventilators.
Yeah.
And it's hysterical. I'm going to print it out for you because we're talking about the difference between how he was just, you know, the second coming, everyone thought he was so amazing. And he talks about how we might not need 20,000 ventilators, but I go based off science and fact. And then the first response is, will you please run for president? I just feel like there's so many people vindicated right now through this situation, but Ron DeSantis must just be loving life.
Yes,
I think so. He did everything right.
He did. All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you, Howard.
I'm back in New England, and of course, one of the first appointments I had was at Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I love Florida, but when it comes to my teeth, I want to come home to the best, Dr. Bruce Houghton. I've said it before, Dr. Houghton is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. I'm not into all of these new protocols, to say the very least, since the virus, but I've enjoyed a lot of the new procedures that Perfect Smiles has put in place over the last year. Many of these new devices put you in a state of total relaxation when you're getting work done on your teeth. If you put off your dental care for more than 14 months now, don't wait any longer. So much of your overall health is connected to dental care. If you have problems with your teeth or gum, you're not going to be happy. And it's expensive and it's painful to get it fixed. And just avoid problems. Be prepared. From complete reconstructive work to veneers to just basic dental checkups, Perfect Smiles does it all. Getting to Perfect Smiles is easy and they have free parking. I always know I'm in great hands at Perfect Smiles, and that's why I book my appointments way out. Give them a call today at 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. You can also see my before and after video at perfectsmiles.com. Call them today and don't forget to let them know that Howie sent you. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. You know, the fact is, though, most places are still requiring masks. I mean, it's going to take a while. 844-500-4242. Bruce from the Mets says, every place I went today, he's in Exeter, New Hampshire, was still requiring masks, even the Basket. And, you know, the bank talked about how the Yankee players, when I asked about needing a mask, I said St. Anthony said it's okay. I told you they were going to mention the Yankees players. Or the mutants or the variants. They've always got some kind of, or the Yankee players with the quote-unquote breakthrough virus. You know, we've talked about how the laws have changed. You know, you couldn't used to have an open container. Now the bars are allowed to sell you open containers and put them right into your car. And they wanted you to use only recyclable bags. Now they say you can't use any recyclable bags. Another thing, a cop texted me today and said that, you know, there's a law in the Massachusetts state books. If you rob a bank with a mask, it's what they call an enhanced felony. So, you know, I don't think they actually enforce it very much, but technically they could give you an extra 2 or 5 years, whatever it is. And this cop says, I think now if you don't wear a mask when you're robbing a bank, it would be an enhanced felony, at least for a few more days. 844-500-4242. Remember when Charlie Parker used to say, follow the science? We need to hear this. This is a supercut of Charlie Parker saying we have to trust the CDC, particularly. Cut 33.
The science, as we all know, and this is clear, intelligent, responsible plans that are driven by the science. Comprehensive, science-based plans. In many ways, people are using what I would describe as the best science to develop appropriate plans and standards to implement this. But I would also ask people to respect the science. The science on this one's pretty clear. Decisions to move to the next phase obviously remain rooted in the trends associated with the public health data. I think at the end of the day, our view was based on a lot of the data we saw. And we'll continue to review the data. We've tried to build a rollout strategy here in Massachusetts based on the data we get from the experts in the public health community. The CDC has been the sort of source of truth, for lack of a better word. I mean, frankly, I'd love to see some guidance from the feds. The Department of Public Health put out guidance. We're going to make our decisions based on what we get out of the cluster reports that we review and what the data says, because that's how we got where we are today. Well, we follow the data pretty closely. Follow the feedback and the pushback. Follow the new rules in this report. It's more important than ever that the CDC be able to produce what I would describe as a daily statement on truth.
A daily statement on truth. That was then, this is now. We don't need no stinking truth from the CDC. You'll do what I tell you to do. Give me that old-time religion. We're going to keep this here state locked down forever. Put your hand on the radio. I'm Howie Carr.